Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Doing the Thing podcast. Joined by Phil. How you doing today?
Man, I am rocking and rolling, buddy. How about you?
Oh, man, it's an awesome day. Albuquerque's weird right now. Yesterday, it was almost 80 degrees. Today, it's 39 degrees with heavy winds. So we thought we were going into actual spring, but it kind of tricked us a little bit. But other than that, it's great. It's great.
Doing that spring weather hokey pokey.
It is. It is. They like to call it second winter over here. So we might have one more snow by Easter. Who knows?
Wow. So whenever you leave the house, you have to pack a winter coat, a pair of shorts, flip-flops, and boots.
Yeah, it reminds me of growing up in Montana. Very similar.
Well, we're getting close to that magical springtime and moving into summertime, so hang in there, man. Get through the 39-degree day, which is damn chilly, I gotta say.
Yeah. I thought I was going to be able to turn the heat off for the year, for the rest of the season, but here we are. But that's okay. I like it cold. So last week, we kind of talked about the foundations of personal branding. And we touched on a few things. We didn't go into super high in super detail. So as you're refining your personal brand, we saw some more information online that really want gave us the idea to do this second episode so we can kind of share some information on how you can potentially complement and refine your personal brand even further. And one of the things that we found was it really got to start with your purpose. You know, so who you are and why you're here. What do you think about that, Phil? When you hear that word purpose on your personal brand, what does that bring to mind for you?
Well, let me back up a step or two first and say the importance of personal branding cannot be overstated in today's digital age. Whether it is you're applying for a new job, whether you're promoting a business you might own, whether you're starting a business, in my case as an author, people do investigate you online. In fact, 60% of a buying decision B2B-wise is made based on those online investigations and assumptions. And unless you have gone to the very roots of who you are and what you bring to the market, starting with purpose, how you communicate can be very sporadic. And it's really simple to look at a LinkedIn, a Facebook, a TikTok, whatever the profile might be, and see incongruity, inconsistencies in how you message yourself, which can be off-putting. So starting with purpose, I think you have to step back and say to yourself, who am I and what am I here to accomplish? Because that dictates how you communicate about yourself across any medium you may choose. And you have a benchmark to evaluate how you communicate yourself digitally, how you promote yourself to say, does this message enhance my brand or detract from my brand, right?
I love that. Yeah, absolutely. And it also speaks to some of your talents too. So how do I use them to enhance my life and the lives of others? That's another part of your purpose. You know, what are you willing to share with the world?
Yeah, you know, and I'll tell you without, because we're going to move into values now, and without disclosing which side of the political spectrum I'm at or on, I should say, I was so tempted to get on Twitter and start trolling because I saw so much stuff. I'm like, I can't believe they're saying this, blah, 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 delete. Blah, 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 delete. Because when you think about your core values and you define them as well as your purpose, it limits what you will and won't say and what you will and won't do. And it might be really super fun to get into a political argument on either side and troll. But you know what? That's going to be found someday by a potential customer or a future employer. They're able to see that digital footprint forever. So defining the values that you bring to the equation and staying within that value proposition is going to keep you out of some trouble and, you know, stop you from losing opportunities.
Is it really going to be worth it to talk trash about an indictment, you know, or something, whatever's going on currently? is it worth it to talk trash about the president or whoever you want to you know, go after, who's, you know, probably putting you in a bad mood? Which, hey, I get it. I see some of that stuff. Some of the stuff aggravates me too. But is it worth it to put it out online? Is it going to have a good conversation?
Yeah, unless that's your personal brand. If your personal brand is polarized politics and you're known for your opinions and you do opinion pieces, well, yeah, absolutely. But you know what? Yeah. If that's not your personal brand and you step aside from that brand value and that authenticity of who you are, you're going to get caught.
Which is that third pillar right there, what brand clarity and authenticity.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, being intentional and also being unique in what you bring to the market, because everybody can make the claim or make certain claims, I should say, but really, is that true to what the deliverables are? And staying within the context of that become important, and that becomes the next pillar, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It is your reputation at the end of the day, right? It's the reputation and how you want people to perceive you. And it denotes some consistency. You kind of mentioned it before, having those inconsistencies there is going to confuse people and it can be off-putting, or people just don't know what the heck you're about if you're all over the place. So yeah, kind of finding that way to allow people to connect with you and that authenticity is going to be very helpful.
Yeah, and I would suggest to folks, first of all, if you are looking to enhance your personal brand, which we advocate very strongly towards, take a look at the digital footprint you currently have. Make sure that there's continuity. And then think about maybe 1 to 2 to even 3 different influencers in your life, people that you follow, and start to look at their digital footprint and see how they convey continuity and messaging, and try to mirror and take a similar strategy and approach to that, which I think can be a qualitative kind of a study and can be very relevant.
Sure, absolutely.
When we think about defining your strengths, how does that play into all of these other pillars, in your opinion?
I think that's what, to me, strengths are things that you're naturally good at. So playing towards the things that come naturally to you and you enjoy doing them, I think that's probably the best way to kind of think about strengths and highlighting your strengths in front of you, because not everybody's going to have the same strengths. So that also allows you and enables you to be able to stand out from everybody a little bit.
Hmm. And strengths play into energy, right? We tend to do the things that we feel we're strongest at, and we like to do the things we most enjoy doing. So when you think about how energizing a particular strength is, and you put a weighted scale, focus in on those things that really energize you, right? Those things that really make you passionate, because that's going to be your most effective conveyance too.
Yeah, we actually use a tool like that every day. We've done that tool with Dr. Leroy a couple of years ago with the DISC assessment. That has a great, some of those DISC assessments, not all of them are the same, but some of them do actually help you learn a little bit more about what your energies and your strengths are and how you can play towards them. There's also Strengths Finder through the International Coaching Federation. Thank you. But a lot of corporate coaches and corporate career coaches use that ICS Strengths Finder as well. So if you have access to that within your organization, that can be really helpful.
Yeah. Help you really focus in on those core strengths and leverage them. And then the final pillar of the 7 that we wanted to touch on today has to do with legacy. And because we have to realize, unlike pre-internet days, everything we do, or most everything we do, exists somewhere digitally in the world, 10, 20, 30, 40 years down the road. And although it may sound a little bit morbid, it's really a good analogy. When you're getting close to drawing your final breath, how do you want yourself to be remembered? and doing everything thinking about that one day when your children or grandchildren or whoever they might be look back upon your life. Does what you do in your personal branding paint the portrait of you that you hope others to see even when you're gone, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, what do you want to leave behind? How do you want to be remembered? That, at the end of the day, that's a driver for a lot of men, is how are we going to leave the world? How is it going to be better than when we found it? Or are we going to make it better for our families? There's so much there. There's so much there that you can unpack.
Yeah, so I think, you know, in summary, these seven different pillars are important to evaluate. And as you develop your brand strategy, you think about the frequency of how you post, where you post, what you say. These seven pillars can really influence and inform those important decisions. So I think we've covered some good ground, my friend.
I agree, sir. I agree. So that's a great follow-up. And I think personal branding, that's something maybe we can circle back around every few months. Just as the world changes and progresses, there's things that we should probably look at. Social media, it evolves. The world around us, it's evolving. So should we.
Outstanding. Thank you so much, my friend. Great conversation.
Absolutely. Have a great one, everybody. If you like this episode, please share it. And of course, subscribe.